pigger, you see. Mm-hmm. It has to be so high for the pigger to pick it. And he said he needed some shorts, and I said, well, I'll tell you what you can do. I said, now we did that. I said, you can go get some electric wire fence in a box and put it around the field and put them in there, and then they can eat it, and then they won't be running out, you see, because they can't go through that electric fence. If they go out that fence, it'll sting them. Mm-hmm. And that, he said, well, that would be a good idea. So he thought he'd do that. Me and him together planned it out. Well, I know we used to do that. We'd run a fence around, you know, and put them in there, and they'll stay. Mm-hmm. They can't, they won't go. They may want one or two get out, but you can't put them back. Mm-hmm. They dread that steam that water gives and that electricity, you know. But finally, you can get them back in there, and then they won't give you no more trouble. Because mm-hmm. they know that fence is there, and sometimes they won't even get up. Oh, but that's far from it. Because they know exactly. I reckon it. I have a vibration or something, or they can tell it's that way. They don't like to be stung.
But it doesn't hurt a person much.
No, you can just get stung. I got stung with it a lot of times, but it won't hurt. It goes up your arm or your hand. I bend my hand and let electricity up this arm many times, and I go through trash over, even poke a bowl of water or something. It strikes me like that, boy. My son wanted me to take the spark plugs in a car, you know. He said, Mother, I want you to take me here. I said, Son, I done got enough of shocking with that electricity. It's fun to him, you know, seeing somebody get shocked like that. But I told him I didn't want it. He never insisted on it. But I told him I done got enough of it anyway. Well, if you look, well, they tell me if you try, you know, start off lightly, you know, little now and then, like, whatever, you can get pretty good shock. It won't hurt you. See, you got a lot of it in your body, you see. Mm-hmm. And that's what he wanted me to do, to get started with it. And if I had to get a shot, it wouldn't hurt much, you know, and I could take it and go home with it. Yeah, they tell me you can do that.
I think I'd rather just try to avoid getting shocked.
Well, I don't like it, you know, but sometimes you forget. Mm-hmm. And when I was working down in the garden, I had to hoe up a lot up and go throw the trash over, and a lot of times it would hang up on the line, and he'd come up my arm, you see. Mm-hmm. But now I just, after we take it to the wall, I wouldn't do it. I'd be scared of it. I'd be like that old me was at it. I thought about something last night, and I said, well, when we come to this country, mm-hmm. where they teared it up, it was people that come in and saw up the trees with mm-hmm. a logging, a saw, and they'd get about 8 or 10 men to come in and help them roll the log. They call it log rolling, you know. Mm-hmm. Roll up the logs and pile them up and burn them, and then that's the way we take them in our land. We didn't have no caterpillars and them back there. They just gathered up, and so many men had come, and my mother would have dinner for them, you know. Mm-hmm. They all would come to the house and eat dinner, and then they'd go back, finish up what they wanted to take in. Mm-hmm. And finish it up, and then he'd take he'd plow, then he'd take a cutter, had a sharp edge, you know, up here. He'd run that all over the whole field, just about this far apart. And then he could take another plow and go in there, and another plow until he got where he could just break it all up, and then we could take our rake and rake up all them roots and pile them up and burn. That's the way we cut it in cultivation. I just happened to think last night, this morning, I said, I didn't tell her about all that. Well, we were taking it in to start with, you know, mm-hmm. just like that swamp, my chun. We go throw them old trees down and pile them all up and then pile them top to them, you know, mm-hmm. and set them far and put them up. And that's just like I said, he had cutters to make to go on the pile. Mm-hmm. See, run under that, I'd cut all them roots in the ground, you see. And then he'd get a bigger pile later, and then get another later. And then when he got all through that, then he could take a bigger pile and pile, and then just turn up roots out there. Just pile up, you know, but it's all cut up, and then we could take a hair, you know, like hitch to the stalk, and then go through the ceiling. Just drag them out by. Just piles. Then he got where people don't clean out in that
field. The hair would
the hair, you know,
take
that,
up the
yeah, that take up them roots. Run that over where they done, he done cut it, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. Then he pitched that to the plow, you know, and then he go out into the row and all over the whole field. And you would be surprised when we got out how many roots would be down in the end of the row, you know. Mm-hmm. And if he wanted to, a lot of time he'd rake them up and burn them.